everybody. Welcome to the 804 Podcast. I'm Nick.
Jesse.
Alex.
And I'm Mark Bravo.
Yeah, we got Mark Bravo with us here today.
Yes, sir. Who do you got to your right?
To my right,
yes, sir,
is my lady, my hairstylist, backup singer, partner,
great day,
creative director, music doula.
Keep going. Keep going.
What else?
Driver.
Chef.
Everything, you know.
We love it, man. We love it.
Five, the goddess.
Shout out to Five, man. Yeah. Appreciate y'all being here.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
What's that?
All right, well, Al, speaking of Five and numbers and all that, Mark, Alex isn't the best with counting these episode numbers, man. Week after week. We don't shoot episodes in halves or fractions, so all it is just adding one, my brother. So somehow, some way, this gets away. So real quick, what are we doing today, man?
My good brother Nick, I know he always has my back. So, of course, he's going to have my back right now.
Always have his back.
I'm prepared to leave you out in the rain. Mm-hmm.
My brother just gave me hypothermia. But it's...
Stop, right.
My brother just...
You ever see, in the movies or whatever, the person just frozen? Like the icicles coming out.
Facts.
We just saw that in Home Alone 3, bro.
That's crazy. You can't move or nothing.
Damn. So what we doing, Al? Come on, man. Stop bullshit.
I'm going to have to say, me and my good brothers have been doing the 804 Podcast for 302 episodes.
Oh, y'all consistent. I like that.
That's, congratulations.
Yeah, that's about 5 years worth. Yeah.
Yeah, if you do, man.
Somewhere around. That means y'all stayed on it.
Appreciate it, bro.
And congrats to that.
Thanks for coming on, for real.
Of course. About to rock out. Thanks. All right.
It's a pleasure to be
here.
Well,
Mark, before we start the show, something else we do besides the episode count is the quote of the day. And this quote, hold on, let me get my button. This quote could be a song lyric. IG caption, tattoo, Bible verse. It's a motto of saying anything that you live life by, just anything to start us off with it.
Yeah, I'll tell them the definition of a high roller, like what it is to be a Mark Bravo fan, which
Talk
is take risks, believe in yourself, and have fun while you're doing it all.
For sure.
Yeah.
I always
roll
like
the dice.
Question after. Yeah, when did you kind of adopt that, or when did that come into effect?
Man, so my name was Bravo, so, that was based off of, showing love and receiving love, and, just those three things just stuck with me and, just created my character. I was just known always being myself. My father put me in, karate tournaments at, 4 or 5 years old, bro, so, I was never afraid of taking risk, and, yeah, you know.
I got you. Oh, yeah, it's all night, by the way. Yeah, yeah, let's go ahead and get ready for him. I got 40 buttons over
and
here.
Having fun, I'm just a kid at heart, man. I'm just an adult with autism out here doing my thing, man, playing with colors. Yep.
That was a good respect. That boy media trade. That was good. Before we start asking you all these questions, real quick, could you give our audience a quick, I know you kind of already did, but a quick introduction of who you are and what you do?
Hell yeah, Mark Bravo, the high roller.
Yes, sir.
My style, it's like Erykah Badu and Austin Powers if they had a baby, you know? Off of that, you can find me anywhere, and that's Mark with a C, Bravo. And then would you like to do a brief introduction on yourself, baby?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Five the Goddess. I'm a sound healer. And Mark's partner, I'll just leave it at that. He already down
the list. Yep, that's us. And we got the rest of the crew coming tomorrow.
Hey, bet.
Anybody got the first question?
I got the first one. This is going to be an icebreaker question.
Let's do it. Nice. Bring it on.
Let's break the ice.
So,
literally.
If y'all could ban any meal in the world, what would you ban? You got the power to say no. This is outlawed. You will go to jail for this.
A meal?
Can it be a side?
A meal.
Side.
Okay, like a food choice. Okay, you want
anything with white sauce?
She doesn't like white, so like ranch, sour cream, get it out of here. That's how
mayonnaise.
She doesn't like mayonnaise. She's not a white sauce
fan. You gonna get her out? You gonna let her go in? You gonna let her slide out?
Like, you're hurting my brother right now. Right.
Yeah. I love ranch.
The only thing that can stay is Alfredo.
Okay.
That's fair. But not ranch?
Right, right, bro. I'm a ranch fanatic. But look, I get 100% of the ranch I buy. Because she doesn't eat it. So I, you know,
I
don't have to share my ranch. Yeah.
I don't like that. That's Alex. Yeah. I like to share my wings. I don't like to share my ranch.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. No, yeah, you can have a wing. Right. You can have a wing.
Yeah, Nick.
Right.
Yeah,
can I get some ranch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's
wolves.
I just
right. Yeah. Quick with
those wolves will come back.
What's your sign? Y'all got wings? Yeah, now y'all got everything.
But mine would be coleslaw.
Thank you, brother. I'm with you on that. I ain't gonna lie. Stop it.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, that one loves coleslaw.
Yeah,
that one loves it.
Nah.
Not that I
know.
No. Now, you might like it. You might tolerate it. Yeah.
I mean, you can tolerate it. It can go with
it. It'd be a fire meal, bro. And then fried chicken, fries, all the fixings, and then
with the topping of
right. And y'all, I'm gonna take y'all back. Y'all know the little ghetto trays and the little compartments.
Hell yeah!
It's always that little ass.
Exactly. The lunch lady scoop.
The lunch lady scoop. I'm dead.
Put it on top of your chicken.
Nah, nah. We fight.
The same category as like white stuff with white sauce.
Okay,
that's
it. Al's just can't get off that roast.
That is that's the ultimate white sauce.
I'm not mad,
boss. Right. Yeah.
I used to not like sour cream, but I'm not mad when I get it at Chipotle.
It's pretty good.
Because it blends in with the Chanel. If I go to, I don't know,
moisturize or something.
You're not wrong, though. You're not wrong. It gives it just something. Yeah, yeah.
Can't dunk it in the sour cream.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Blue cheese, put it with something hot. Yeah.
Alex.
Like hot.
That sounds evil.
Blue cheese is okay on Outback wings. That's the only time I'll eat it. Outback kookaburra wings.
Oh. You said blue cheese. Didn't you say like it was a certain type?
No, put it on like a hot buffalo wing or something like that. Like something really, really spicy. Blue cheese. Yeah. It'll get you right.
It'll get you right is crazy.
Nah, I understand. Where he's coming from. Right. Yeah. I choose ranch every time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean,
if a little bit of blue cheese get on there, it's not the end
respect,
of the world.
Respect. Right. Yeah.
Blue cheese will literally ruin my day.
No, it won't.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna make sure one day when you order ranch, I'm gonna tell them just mix a little bit of blue cheese.
Okay, like I'll give you this scenario.
Don't do that.
Nah,
she said don't do that. You might catch a case.
That's who was some shit like
the Bev.
Right, the Bev.
That is messed up.
Just mix a little bit.
That's assault. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Yeah,
it's all to you, Nick.
No, that's
that's grounds for crash out. I ain't gonna lie.
I've been to a restaurant where they do mix the ranch and blue cheese. Like, that's a
cake. That's a cake.
We have blue cheese ranch.
Okay. Okay, nah, you're wilding.
I'll be right
back. You're wilding.
I'm going to go to my car.
Why is he going to the car?
I'm not against that.
What's yours?
Not against that.
Olives. I don't rock with olives.
My grandma loves olives.
I love olives.
She's telling me to eat them all the time.
But y'all eating by yourself?
I feel like you and I are just not meant to step.
Clearly.
I mean, don't like Wingstop ranch. I mean, come on.
You eat them by themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, do you eat ranch with a spoon?
I'm dead.
No.
Okay, my nigga. Yeah, I like my nigga. Yeah, like Alex.
I mean, no, not really. Yeah,
ranch mouth is crazy. Yeah, like Al.
Just start pouring it.
We was like looking at you differently. Like, yeah, like Al. Yeah.
Just okay. Hold on, guys.
Now if you bite a wing and do a spoon.
Out a wing. Yeah.
You know.
You gotta do something.
Actually, this is a good time. Okay, you know our little scenario that we've like joked about and stuff in a restaurant. You know the whole like if you ordered and you see your food coming. So okay, what would y'all do if like okay you ordered your food, you know you're waiting for it.
Uh-huh.
You know you can usually see when it's coming to you, and you see someone at a different table. Like let's say you had like a side of fries or something, and you see somebody at a different table just go. Like the server doesn't catch it. They just take a bite out of like your food. Like they maybe like take a piece of it and then put it in. And you see the whole thing. And then okay, here you go or whatever.
I'm a snitch that day.
I'm
a snitch that day.
I'm snitching. You have me.
It's not even snitching off. It's your food.
Yeah, it's your food. So like, what are you gonna be like? Yeah, y'all need to bring me another one. Yeah. Or, yeah.
Yeah, it's still snitching because it's your life when it's snitching. You know what I mean? Just like it's your food. But I'm still snitch. I'm definitely snitch.
Because it's like, yeah. And they kind of like halfway look at you like, yeah, it's kind of like.
You know somebody should do
yeah,
you?
I'm like,
you know I'm spoiling it. You see y'all seen a joint where it's like a dude is like eating and like the waiter takes his food too early.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like a prank. But like, so he's eating and the waiter's like, okay, you done with this? And she just takes, he's like,
oh, oh yeah. So,
time to go to the car again.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. So that you got fresh Sprite, yeah. You about to dig in? Okay. Oh, you done with this? Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll see you.
I ain't paying either.
All right. Facts.
Easiest way to make me angry.
No, I agree. I agree, man. Don't do that. Fresh plate too.
Yeah.
I'm a waitress, like, so don't.
So you already know. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, wonder, well, it looks like you were done. Man, that was a whole lobster.
I waited 2 hours for this. Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were done. I thought you were.
We threw it away.
Especially if I waited to get in, like if I had a wait time and a buzzer, and you get in there and do that bullshit.
That is crazy. Yeah, the buzzer too. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, that's crazy.
But my thing is, like, why are you even touching my plate? You're supposed to ask me first.
Nah, these are facts.
It's a joke.
I think it was a prank. I think, like, right. Yeah, he told.
Like, yeah. That would be my response. Like, why are you.
Facts, though. Facts.
Yeah.
And the dude was trying to be nice. He was like, I wasn't finished.
Nah,
and then like nigga's like, oh ha ha ha, she bought the plate back. He's like,
oh, ha ha ha. Nah, I need a okay. I need a fresh plate though, right?
Yeah, definitely like a white plate,
right? Yeah. Right, definitely.
No bullshit. I was thinking, like, okay, how long did she walk away? Like, you
right,
know, like the
camera
didn't
got cold. Right, yeah. Nah,
sorry, babe. Like, I guess it was like the wife or whatever. It's like, nah.
It's like 15 seconds colder now. Like, I don't know.
For the Instagram right, reel. Yeah, yeah, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
I need a new plate. If you're going to prank me, I need a new plate.
Yeah. Nick, what you doing in that situation?
Hot plate. Just
right.
I don't know. I don't see nobody ever putting me in. Knowing how I am about my food.
We were just playing with you, Nick. Ha ha! Welcome to Carrabba's!
Ha ha! No, go ahead and here's the bill.
No, this
ain't gonna play about that. There's no prank. No bill prank. Yeah, I've never seen that before. Niggas always gotta pay the bill. I've never seen that, so.
Whatever, right, if we're pranking each other, right, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Yeah, right. Okay,
how's it going to pay?
This is me walking out on my bill.
Sir. Camera cut off by then.
Nah, sir.
Right. Put it on Instagram.
I gotta do it again.
Right.
Y'all didn't even interview him.
Right.
I got y'all. Real quick, Bravo, because we do this all the time. When did you get started making music?
13 years old. I'm 28 now. So this is like my going into my 16th year. Yep. I ain't even here.
We all the same age, but I had to.
I'm almost at 30. It's crazy, but
hey, man.
Yeah, I wanted to be a child star so bad. I wanted to be like Lil Romeo, Lil Bow Wow, Lil I Rock Williams, all of them back then. He was like the gospel. If y'all don't know who Lil I Rock Williams, he's like the gospel, Lil Romeo, Lil Bow Wow.
Wow.
My mom gave me like a plethora of artists to listen to. And I was like, they're my age. I want to be like them. So she started taking me to talent shows, and, you know, I've been in this industry so long, I've kind of, like, figured it out, how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
Yeah.
Were you ever, like, nervous in those situations or anything, especially as a kid?
Yeah, but like I said, it takes me back to, like, those when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. My father's put me in, like, karate tournaments, and it's, like, 1,000 people, and I'm doing a formation in a silent room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's, like, each thing built just more courage and confidence, and, like, now I'm just... I just get excited to perform. I don't really get nervous or anything. I just go up there and have fun, bro. Taking risks, have fun, be yourself, you know.
I actually got a question off of performing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every time you perform, yeah, we'll talk about performance first. So,
yeah,
like, yeah, if you're going to perform, do you have any kind of, like, ritual or thing you do every day or every time that you're about to perform?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go through some basic ones. Like, I listen to, like, three songs that I listen to in, like, a row before I get there. You want me to name them? How Can I Believe by Larry Williams. It's a Drake and Wayne song. What's it called? B.B. King. Yeah, that's another one. And, damn, what's the third one? Oh, the PP1 track It's like the PP1 track's like a, like if you're in like a baby crib and it's like the sound that it plays like with it's like something like that, like calms your spirit, takes you back to that childlike sense. So yeah, that's one thing I do. I typically eat a meal from my tour chef. Definitely start off with like a brunch. That's something that we always do. We have a team meal every time, and we always make sure we get there and then we go to the event. So like if you're late to the brunch, you're not late to the actual event, you know. So yeah, there's that. I have to do my Buddhist chants. I'm not a complete Buddhist. I've studied a lot of different religions, bro. So it's like the things that make the most sense to me, I grab. So I do my Buddhist chants because it was given to me by one of my OGs. It's Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, which is like, it's kind of activating the mystic law of the universe to bring in you like a positive energy or the necessary energy you need, whether it's positive or negative. So, yeah, I do my Buddhist chants. I rehearse. I just finished rehearsing before I came here. We have like a team prayer that we do in the back before we go on stage. And, yeah, we just make sure we get all our props, check all our list. Make sure we have everything, and yeah, do our thing.
That's awesome.
I get my hair done. Yep, I get my hair done for sure. I get my nails done most times, and yeah, go up there, do my thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I always ask people a question like, "What are they? You know, what is their definition of success? But what is your definition of inner peace?"
I think conquering your insecurities and knowing that they are superpowers, and just that kind of like removes that fear. I would say like a lack of fear to me is like inner peace, but naturally shedding those fears like throughout life experience, like growing wisdom. I think wisdom is really inner peace because wisdom is like knowledge on how to navigate. So, yeah, that, for me, inner peace, too, is, like, all the things that you've needed, not necessarily wanted. But when you've acquired all the things you needed and then being grateful and realizing that that's that moment, because you want to look back and realize 3 years ago was, like, the best time of your life and you didn't realize it. Great question. I want Five to answer that, too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I definitely agree with you on that, babe. I think for me personally, inner peace is more so about being able to quiet my mind and to acquire actual stillness, to sit and to not think, to just breathe. Like, I guess to get into a meditative state, but like the ultimate meditative state where like, but to be, maybe I should say this, to be in that constant state of like, not letting anything bother you, to be able to let things roll off your back and to be in a place of stillness and quiet in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's what it is for me.
I like that. So, I say, where you from, Mark?
I was born in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey.
I moved to Detroit when I was like 3 years old. My family moved. Then I moved to Maryland. Went to high school in D.C., lived in D.C., went to school in Delaware, Maryland Eastern Shore, Baltimore I've lived in as well, lived in a lot of places, yeah.
Mostly East Coast?
Mostly East Coast, okay. Mostly East around Coast. Like that DMV region, but definitely, sure. Yeah, that's where the name East Side Wavy comes from.
I got a question, and both of y'all can answer. How is it, what are the pros and cons, and y'all can talk a little bit about y'all's experience working together, but also being in a relationship together. So, yeah.
You want to take this one first?
Sure. Yeah, because both of y'all can answer.
So I would say definitely I will start with the cons. I'll be contradictory. The cons are that I would say knowing when to put on the hat of work and when to put on the hat of girlfriend, and sometimes those hats have to be interchangeable in the same moment, which can sometimes be a little difficult because I want to be a little bit more like stern, but I have to also be like, well, this is also my partner. So maybe we should not be a little rough around the edges right now, right? I would say maybe another con is all of your demons, so to speak, being put on the forefront. Because if you are in a good and healthy relationship, you are going to have to grow. And so knowing that you also are going to be bringing those same things into the business aspect of it as well, I would say is somewhat of a con if you don't have grips on what you need to work on as a person and to not be envious or angry or jealous if your partner does have those things that you do not have. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially in the aspect of business. I would say pros are you have somebody on your team who knows you, loves you, cares about you. You don't have to question that at all. Mm-hmm. You have somebody you can always go to. You have somebody to share your ideas with in and out of the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? and I would say, yeah, you just have somebody that has your back. And it's also nice to have somewhat of a family feeling within a business, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's just my little cheering on top. You ready to answer the question? Okay.
Can you restate the question again?
Yeah, so some of the pros and cons about being in the, you know, relationship, but also being in business together as well.
Okay, got mm-hmm. you. So I'll start off with the cons as well. I would say critiquing is a hard thing, and it's something that I've always struggled with. Is like, you know, being a great boss versus a great leader versus a great boyfriend, like those, they require different tones, right? So it's not always what you say, it's how you say it, how you communicate it, the mood you're in when you say it, how you react after you say it. So those are the things that I would say, just being more self-conscious than somebody, if I just was paying you to be here, I don't have to care about all of that stuff, you know? So I think it helps you grow as a man in its fullest sense of like, even like preparing me for my family and my kids and stuff. You got to wear those different hats with your kids. You know, you got to be cool dad in some days. You got to be strict dad some days. So I think that all starts within like your partnership, because your kids are going to be like a spawn of you too in a way. So, yeah, so that kind of leads into the positive. Like it's like a cycle and it's a yin and yang. I would say that you're just always learning and growing, and learning and growing requires uncomfortable moments. And as long as you communicate those things healthily, then you will see an ultimate level of communication that, like, really is like a super saiyan communication level.
That's mm-hmm. respect. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Appreciate the analogy, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. I asked this another kind of, you know, spiritual like question. You said you study all different religions and stuff. I say this, so what you've studied so far, What is the main, what is the common theme that you find in all of them?
That's a great question.
Some people may not understand.
That's a great question. So the Tao is one of my favorites, because the Tao is the study of universal law, right? My theory is that universal law is what all the different messengers received in order to perceive their way of life and their religion, in order to feed that to the people, is how they perceived God in a way, right? So universal law doesn't change no matter what religion that you're in. And there's just uncontrollable variables like nature, like energy, like things that we don't see that are all what people consider God, you know, within their own religion and within its own sense. But I would say the common theme, though, is universal law does not change. You know, karma, that's another one of those things. It's just you can't touch it, take it, you can't control it. That's another form of God, you know? And people call it what they want. It's like the antagonist of hell and heaven and all of those things. So, yeah, I would say that's the common theme, though. Universal law doesn't change. Yeah. Physics, gravity, all those things.
If somebody were to ask you what type of music you make, what would you say? Talk to him.
I make groovy, pimp, spiritual woo-woo. Neo soul music.
Right.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah, groovy, playmatic nature.
Just put that on. Yeah. I want to listen to that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I like these questions, y'all, for sure.
Appreciate it.
I asked another one. When people listen to your music, what kind of feeling do you want them to have?
I want them to have a mesmerizing and majestic and nostalgic feeling. Those are my three key words that I go for. Every time. It's going to be majestic, it's going to be mesmerizing, it's going to be nostalgic.
Did you
know what I like?
Play any sports, or did you play any sports growing up?
Hell yeah, man. So first one was karate, and then and then basketball, and then football, and then baseball, and then soccer, and gymnastics. Yeah, when I tell you, like, that's when, like, I played so many competitive sports. Like, I even treat my career like a season of basketball. Oh, okay. Like, every October we start tour, and we end it around June. And then we take our summer break, and then we work on some things, make a new album, we get back right back on the road. So my body was already naturally trained in that coming out of sports. So, but yeah, I played. Let me think. What else? Played a little bit of volleyball. As a kid, golf, played golf, I boxed, swam, I did about everything. I know that's funny. Yeah, I did about, I did a lot, man. I would say I didn't do rugby. I can tell you what I haven't done. Yeah.
Track and field
I didn't do. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, other than that, I think I've done just about everything. I didn't do tennis. Yeah.
I did.
I would love to learn tennis.
Tennis is fire.
I did karate for about a week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was
they swept the leg?
For my spring break.
Put him in a body bag?
Crazy thing is, the person who, the top karate instructor, he was in a wheelchair.
I mean, if he could be some ass in the wheelchair, I would learn from him for sure.
That man stood up. Yeah, after y'all left. Yeah. No, let me stop. Okay. Go ahead, Nick. Nick. Come on, guys. Let's keep the show rolling. Come on, keep going, Nick. Come on, we got the show must go on.
Why would you say that?
That's hilarious.
It was no even needs to say.
All right, class dismissed.
Nick, what was the overall lesson?
Class dismissed, y'all.
From your teacher that was in a wheelchair.
Where did you learn this, Nick?
Nick, come on now. Don't get distracted.
There was no lesson. I'm just saying, like, this was. I was only in there for a week. You got to think about it. I was in there with my brother and my sister. Everybody else had on their nice karate robes and stuff. We in there with just jeans and t-shirts.
Damn.
Oh yeah, that's how they start you off. Man, make sure you're gonna stay past that week. That's
that would turn me off too. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be like, really? Right? We can't get no goddamn the white jumps.
But yeah, within karate, my father put me in capoeira. Shotokan is the main one I did. The capoeira, did a little Wing Chun, Aikido, Jiu-Jitsu. So like that was. In that time too.
Do you remember any of that stuff?
Yeah. Okay. For sure. Awesome. Yeah.
That's important.
It's muscle memory. Yeah.
Hey, go, Martin. Now.
Give me a minute.
Get him a body.
Let me call the wheelchair coach. We love everybody. Y'all know we do. So don't even do that.
Don't play.
For sure.
Never mind.
Because I don't have too many more disclaimers after that.
I hope he's doing good.
He's doing fine. He's doing all right.
Do you have anything? Oh shit. We're not here for no goddamn reason. You know what I mean? We're not in Richmond, Virginia for no reason.
No.
So I'd say obviously you have the tour going on. If it is in your control, why was it important to come to Richmond?
Oh, man. We just touched down tonight. It was so important to come to Richmond because for the last three Januaries, we've come to Richmond. Last year, we sold out. The year before, we sold out. But I've never performed in Richmond. Like, something happened every time where I was about to perform, and, like, we went over time, or, like, the speakers stopped working, electricity went out. Like, I've never actually performed here, I've sold out shows here. So this show, we're actually close to selling this one out, too, so it's a lot of anticipation because of that backstory. So I'm going to be performing for the first time here, but I make sure to hit Richmond every tour because they've always shown me love. I love Richmond, and they seem to love me every time I come, so it's a second home for sure.
Respect.
Yep. And that's why I make sure to show love to the podcast. Whoever is in the city when I come through, definitely got to stop through, pay my dues.
For sure.
We appreciate it. That's love.
No problem, y'all.
You also have a couple podcast alum that's opening. I think Monet is opening.
Yeah, we got Monet.
I think even Big Jew, I think, is on there.
Yeah, shout out to Big Jew. Yeah. And shout out to the sponsors, RVA Boombox. Fact. The Informal Podcast. We'll be doing that one tomorrow. We'll be stopping by there. Yep, for sure, man. Y'all got a nice scene. I like it. I like the industry y'all have here.
Yeah, we trying to do something, man. Trying to get better and better.
Y'all are.
Now, yeah, shout out to actually all the platforms and all the podcasts.
We're not haters over here.
Pull something out. Like, look at the leather.
Right, yeah.
And next week.
And that's all the bullies used to do, too.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Being lifted off of your feet, bro, is tough. That is different.
Yeah. Have you ever been... Nick, have you ever been...
Bravo, you ever seen, like, the old, like, the TV shows where the bully would lift the guy off his feet? You know what I mean? It's like, bro. Yeah.
Turn him over, shake him, shake him.
Whatever. Exactly. By the ankle. It's like this. Come on, bro. Yeah. It's never that serious.
Crazy work.
Bro, nobody's even that big to be, doing that.
At a certain point, why are you picking on this kid?
Like, okay, all right, let me go ahead and get right. Go ahead and grab my legs. Right. No.
A pocket full of coins is crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I just don't understand how people do that.
Or I know we're going to go on this again, the whole give me your lunch money thing. And okay, here you go. Like, fork it over. Nah. That's just tough.
Can't go. I say you probably already answered it, but what's your favorite part about being an artist?
Meeting fans, like true fans, like, cause you have those that support you because like you're attractive or cause you have Instagram and you're like doing your thing, but like the true fans that really like have been watching for years. Like, I've had people hit me up like, yo, like your project, I was in prison for 5 years. And I got a hold of your project on this one MP3 player that I had, and it was you and, like, three other albums. And I jammed to that for 5 years. And it's, shit got me through some times. Like, those type of messages, like, you know what I mean? So, like, that's my favorite part. And just, I love to perform in front of big crowds. I love attention. I think most artists do. performing in front of big crowds and being received well and just, like, ending the night, hitting my J, like, yeah, I just, like, I'm him, you know? Yep.
Actually, I kind of got a question for you as an artist. So, like, okay. Do you ever get tired of, like, your songs? Like, you know, because I'm imagining you make your songs and things like that, and it's like you got to do it over and over again, perform it. You know, obviously, I'm sure you know the words, you know, so it's like, you ever kind of be like, I'm kind of tired of this song. Like, does that ever...
I may get tired of listening to it, but not performing it.
Right, okay, right?
So, like, I won't listen. Yeah, I probably won't listen to it again, certain songs, but I know I'll just perform them a lot. And me, I record an album a weekend.
Like, okay.
Every weekend I record a new album just so that I don't get tired of my music. I always have a new album that I can go listen to that I can feel like it's my first or second time hearing it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I make music for me, too.
Yeah.
But I feel that,
That's
certain ones I do get tired of.
I got a top five for you.
Bet.
Your top five songs you like to smoke to.
Shoot. Privacy Glass by Currency. We listened to that on the way here.
I'll say it one more time. Sorry.
Privacy Glass by Currency. We could go down the Stoned Immaculate, honestly. Capital.
That is a good album.
Capital G's by Currency and 2 Chainz. Showroom by Currency.
Classic.
All right, we could switch up and go to Larry June, Water My Plants. I like that one. I'm gonna lastly say sugar free. I'd rather give you my bitch than to let you breathe on the last bit of endo smoke.
Yeah.
That's my shit. Shout out to Sugar Free. Okay. Ooh, and Max B, I Got a Habit. That's another one. Yeah, shout out to Max B. Free him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, free Max B, man.
I got one last question. Mm-hmm. What's the most overrated black film of all time?
Overrated black film?
Yeah.
Overrated. Pick a Tyler Perry. Yeah. I'm a Boondocks fan. We Boondocks fans.
Oh yeah, we roast the Tyler Perry enough up here. But yeah, but you are more than enough.
Yeah, you more than glad.
Because it's like, what's next?
Yeah.
I am dark skinned right.
Ball. No, what's
the joke? I hate you.
Yes, Chris Mama. He smacked that nigga up the stairs.
I'll tell you what's next. Strippers. He's already gone there.
Oh my god.
There's a show about strippers now.
That's the one on Netflix.
Black, oh yeah, because you got TV shows.
Black,
yeah.
Black, beautiful, yay.
Next will be Madea Goes to the Moon.
Madea's really like to see that though. I'm not gonna lie.
Madea's Fast and Furious.
That's the hook. Right, that's the hook. Got him.
Yeah.
Coming this holidays. Yeah.
Got him.
Damn,
right.
If they merge Fast and Furious with Tyler Perry. Hey, that's a crazy.
We gonna sell. Don't worry, baby.
I wanna see it.
Shut your ass!
You right, can't whoop Vin Diesel. You can't whoop Vin Diesel.
She pull up in a whip. It's crazy. In a pickup truck.
What about family? You cannot whip Vin Diesel with a belt. Y'all both 50.
I
want to
see that. I mean, like Madea, no gravity.
Somebody's gonna get cheated on.
Some fried chicken gonna get made. Fried chicken in the moon. Chitlins on the moon is insane.
Chitlins on the moon.
These niggas are geniuses.
Copyright.
Right. That's a chitlins on the moon is like a segment or something. Like keep that name.
I like that.
Copyright.
That's like I got all. Maybe it's an album song. That's kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of fire.
Yeah,
don't know what the fuck it means, but
it grabs your attention.
Actually, yeah, we're gonna.
Chitlins on the Moon has to be a segment.
Bravo already making the verse right now. Those thorns in the music video.
Exactly. We good.
Yes, sir.
We'll be at the show on Saturday. So I got this new track called Chitlins on the Moon. I'm gonna perform for y'all for the first time. On Saturday.
It's probably going to be the most fire track.
Hey, ever. I ain't mad at it. Throw a sample in there. Yeah.
Right. Right. Moonwalking with the chillers in my bow, nigga.
I say, what's the... So this is your third tour, I guess. Or even more?
Nah, it's probably my eighth tour.
Okay. What's the wildest tour moment? Talk that shit. What's the wildest tour moment?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is when I was like 16, man. I was on tour with a group called the Scumbag Boys. I used to be a part of that group. And we went in, all right, so this is, yeah, it's not, I'm gonna try to make this a short story, but
talk to us.
We went to this show. We all drove my mom's van. Like, my mom was, she said, y'all could take the van for the weekend. It's like eight of us in this van. And we pull up, hit the liquor store. Right, yeah, so, right, we spent many days in the minivan trapping it out. So, cool, we get to the show. As soon as we get out the car, it's two women walking into the show, right? And, you know, my men that's with me, they go smacking them. Cool, the women with us, we walking upstairs. Now, this is a building that's like 20 floors in Philly, abandoned building. And apparently, there's a whole bunch of, like, homeless people live in this building. Creatives live in this building. Like, it's like a very weird thing I've never seen before. It's like an abandoned building everybody lives in. And on the, like, 12th floor, there's a place where you could perform. So, cool, we went in there, and, like, as soon as we went in, it was kind of, like, all eyes on us. And, like, as soon as we get on stage, perform, we, like, fuck it, everybody. We kill it. We, like, everybody upstairs, we have an after party on the roof. The show is still good. Like, we're not the last performers. Like, there's other people that are supposed to perform. Everyone follows us to the roof. And we're up there, and one of our people, He gets extremely too drunk. So then they put him on the shoulder. But he was one of the ones that had the women. So he's a little too drunk. And I guess one of his other friends comes up and he's trying to get the woman now that he's too drunk. He figures it's his turn to hop in since she's already ready. He's like, let me step in and do my thing. Cool. So Big Dog is who carried the dude downstairs. Carrie put him on his shoulder. We all get in the car. He throws him in the car. He's drunk. And one of his friends mentioned to him, and when we get in the car, he was like, hey, yo, I think cuz is trying to steal your girl from earlier. I've never seen someone sober up so fast in my life, bro.
Oh, I'm good.
What, bro? So we get out the car, and, like, he can kind of see the dude talking to her right here, right? He gets out. He opens the door. He's like, nah, come on in. I'm awake. I'm good. I'm up. And she's like, all right, well, bye. Like, says bye to the other dude. Wow. And gets in the car. So now she's in the car with the back. She's in the back of the car with him. And we chilling. Next thing you know, the other door on this side opens up. It's the dude who was trying to steal the girl. He tries to hop in the back seat with them two. And it's like, bro, this guy is not even supposed to come back with us. He's supposed to stay in Philly for the night. But now there's bitches in the car. We've replaced him with the bitches. Now he wants to come back with us. And it's like, bro, you're not coming back.
No!
Right, now you're not coming back. So my brother set his stuff outside the window. He held his book bag outside the window. And he's like, bro, you either get out and grab it or I'm going to just drop it right here. But you're not coming back home with us, bro. Like, stop being weird. And dude got out the car, grabbed his bag. We closed the door. And this girl and her friend in the back seat. I was in the front. I'm in the passenger seat. My brother's in this seat. Other brother's in this seat. It's just like sex for the whole 3 hours on the way home. And they drive. They come to D.C. They don't live in D.C. They come to Pittsburgh, and they take like an Uber back to Pittsburgh the next day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's and I was 16 years old. Yeah.
There you go. Get some clarification.
I'm just trying to make sure I got the story right. Right. Like, okay, so boop, boop, boop. I got all the way up until the dude got out the car, right? So wait. Who was remaining in the car?
The original dude who got too drunk to talk to the girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. He sobered up, got her back. Yeah. And then the dude's like, nah, you supposed to be drunk.
Yeah. Okay, and then he got straight to the coochie.
Once the dude got out the car,
so
her friend.
Oh, so it was a threesome?
No. Oh. There's like four dudes and two women.
What are you doing, step bro?
Ow, with the button.
There's like eight of us. It's like four dudes, two women.
Our wholesome Christian podcast.
Back of this. Mom, I'm sorry about the van if you're seeing this.
No, it's another van. It wasn't yours.
Right.
No, it's
your
van. It was another van. It was the rental van from the,
I mean, hey, this was 12 years ago, you know. Sorry, Mom. We still have the van, though. But sorry, Mom.
We cleaned it out. Yeah. I think.
So that's probably my craziest tour story. I have so many, though.
That's funny,
though. That's what's
up, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to move on.
Yeah, you can ask your questions later for sure. Yeah, she gonna ask later. Do you want to know something now?
Pros and cons.
Okay, cool.
I don't even know how to. That was funny, though.
Yeah, for the kids. For the audience.
Oh, man. Crazy work. I really don't have anything topics wise. That story was honestly good enough to wrap up on.
For sure.
I'll throw a bone out there.
Okay.
Your boy, he's in there now, Al. 47th president?
Oh,
boy, right? Oh, do they count it? Do they go again? Or he's
you are counted again. So, okay.
You know,
they
put y'all boy in there, you know, on. Y'all got real sour. Y'all got real sour faces. You know, Mr. Trump, he back in. They let him out, and then he let him do his thing back again, and then he let him out again, and then he let him do his thing again. So,
we're
not too political.
We're not the ones to speak on this topic. We have a different IQ and approach when it comes to those type of things. So I would like to be reserved on that. And she would like to be reserved on that as well, for sure.
We're fucked.
But we got our own plans, though. We'll be
all right. That's a big bet.
Right. I don't really care who in there.
Have we ever not been all right?
That's what I'm saying. But that's a whole nother story. And that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to focus on my life. And
not
I'm a,
remember not
I'm a
being
be a
living in the past.
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna put a Bravo
shirt
on.
He's not the president anymore, so you gotta die. Hey Jesse, he's not the president anymore, so you don't have to pay any bills. Hey Jesse, he's not the president anymore, so you don't have to go to work. hey, Justin, you still gotta pay that goddamn Carrabba's bill.
Never.
Donkey, elephant, red, white, blue. It seems like either, it's still cold outside. I got you. Yeah, I got you. He ain't gonna help the scene of my
right.
I ain't gonna care my ass. So.
Thanks.
But yeah, y'all, we don't care either, y'all. It's okay. You didn't enter a zone. Yeah, it's all right. We gonna be all right.
It's just yeah.
Not how we would like it, but it's gonna be all right.
I don't have a preference, but you know.
For sure.
I was wondering because I did see, you know, remember when I was like Bitcoin shot up. Mm-hmm. The like day after the election, I was wondering if it was gonna do it the day after the inauguration too, but it didn't really, not crazy high. So I was kind of like, and then nothing really happened. So yeah,
not good. Cause you bet all.
Go ahead, Nick.
I got one more question for you. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to perform on tour with three dead artists. What artists are you picking? You get a chance.
Dilla. Oh, Mac. Oh,
yeah. Mac.
X, but like 4 years later, though. Like, we didn't get to see him go to his, like, sensual side. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, X, if once he crossed over into his sensual neo-soul boom-bappy side, like, he would have dropped one of them albums for sure because he always had a track on each album that, like, kind of went towards that vibe. I would have toured with that X, but not the Wow X.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
XXXTentacion, by the way, not DMX. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we can go ahead and get announcements and get up out of here. Starting with you, honestly, Five, since you're on the far side. Any shout outs, any dates, any announcements, anything you want to say to the people before we get up out of here?
Oh, my.
Just anything, let's say.
I mean,
nothing formal.
All right, I'm like, shout out.
Shout your shit out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to me. I'm a stylist. I'm a loctician. So, you know, come book with your girl. I do hair. I do creative styles. This is one of them. I do Mark's hair as well. So you can follow me at 5.locks. Social media, you know. If you need any creative direction, you can also follow me at 5thegoddess on Instagram. Hit your girl. Shout out to me, shout out to the Creative House team, shout out to, you know, all my friends and family. We in here, POP, holding it down.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, so, you know, we're on tour. What a beautiful tour. When I'm in your city, come see me.
Yes, sir.
You better know the lyrics at least two songs. That's all I'm going to require from y'all. You feel free to bear gifts, and you'll definitely leave with something, whether it's a memory, a connection, a prize. You know, it's always an experience. So that's what I'm promoting right now, and that's all I'm going to promote. Come to the tour stops.
We're looking for a third.
Yes, we are. They definitely missed on the poly segment, but, you know, we are looking for a third. So, wife, if you're watching this, you know where to hit us up at.
Oh, what? Did we miss somebody? We over here chatting.
Hit him up.
We didn't do enough research.
They're looking for a third.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let me shut up before I gotta go home.
I love you, sweetheart.
Shout out my mom. Wait, not my mom. I love her so much. And my grandmom. Like, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody who helped raise me. Because, like, I'm now seeing the difference in between me and my peers, for sure. So, you know, I shout out to y'all. Thank y'all so much. And whoever, you know, Five's family, too. Thank y'all. Because she's just a sweetheart. I love this woman. That's it though, man. Come see us on the road. Like, we're definitely worth seeing. It's always a show every time.
We love to see it, man. We always get negativity. Hey,
lastly,
but some good
though,
black.
Too. Yes, and check in, tap in with the 804 podcast, man. I want to just say though, y'all have probably been the most podcasty like podcast I've been on in a way. Like, that makes sense. Like, y'all have the sound. Y'all have the sounds on the laptop. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Y'all got the. I can y'all go off on certain tangents and do your thing. Like, I like this. I like the segments that y'all have. It's actually like planned and it like has a pace to it. So yeah, keep doing y'all thing. But I've been to a lot of places. I've done a lot of podcasts. For me, this was like the most relaxing, fun.
Appreciate that.
Chill.
Appreciate that.
No problem,
appreciate
man.
That,
no
thank
problem.
Because
like yeah, a lot of people feel like they gotta be in big cities and shit. Like, nah, man. The coldest shit just be the coldest shit. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Y'all heard that. Y'all. That's what's up.
And I'm dead tired, bro. So I'm like, I've been up for 24 hours. And they kept me, like, energized and awake and entertained. For
yeah,
sure.
We only got 3 more hours after this, so it's
there
cool.
We go. Yeah.
Nah. We don't even want to
do
this.
You were here for 3 more hours. Yeah. So, what do you... Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
We got some leather jackets for you to try on.
Right.
Mr. Robert, what you got, man?
All I'm going to say, y'all.
All you're going
to
say.
All I'm trying to say is Jesse, Nick. I beg your pardon. They still have their 2020 and 2021 stimulus letters. I beg your pardon. I've said just about everything. I begged them.
You have.
I've pleaded with them. I've tried to make, just different. I tried to sweeten the pot. What more can I say to these people, man?
You can go in their house and do something.
So, Jesse, what can I do?
To prevent that from happening. Yeah, what can we
do? Jesse, so go ahead. Tell these folks what they need to do, man.
Real quick, man. Well, I'm in the whip. I gotta bump the new, Mark Bravo.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Make sure I'm yeah, turn it up. You know, Southside Richmond, Hall Street Road. Where am I pulling exclusives. Up to, brother?
2650 Hall Street Road. That's 2650 Hall Street Road. Fiscal Fitness Tax and Financial Services. My father's business, Derek L. Alfred, been doing taxes over 30 years.
And hell Nick, yeah, bro. Yes. That's a real shit right
business.
There.
Yep, black owned business. Right. And Nick, you might see your boy in there.
Barking up somebody.
Doing taxes professionally as well. I'll be helping pops out sometimes. The phone number is 804-321-5766. That's 804-321-5766.
Call now.
Yeah, facts.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Ever try to do your tag like the infomercial?
Exactly right.
Like, yeah,
what if I don't call now?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would happen?
Nick? Yeah. The wolves. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Here's your phone, sir.
Yeah.
Nah, but that is good. How did you get in my house? Yeah. Here's your phone. Yeah. Call the number. Right. Just go ahead and yeah. Honey, please, just call the number. Yeah, it's a plan. But look, y'all, my dad can get you hooked up with retirement planning, annuities, and for all you business owners out there, we don't just do personal taxes, we also do business taxes. Like I said, the phone number is 804-321-5766. Love you, Mom. Love you, A. Love you, Dad. Get close spiritually with God, the Creator, whatever you like to call him. And, Day one stuff. Thank y'all for coming on, both of y'all.
No problem.
Bravo.
I'm gonna need that information, bro.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
I'm getting
you.
My life insurance and annuity stuff together right now. So.
Oh, that's a bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that. Cool.
That's a bet.
Okay.
Cool. Got you.
I'll say this: more documentary stuff.
Proud of you.
Coming out. More updates will be coming soon.
Yeah.
I will say this, y'all. Please stay warm. It is.
Blink.
Ultra brick outside. The South got snow.
Facts.
Yeah.
Louisiana, Texas.
Bring that up here. I'm trying to not go to work, bro. Like, yeah.
Oh, you don't want some money then. You want to be broke.
No, I want to be. No, I want to. I want to make money. No, I want to make money. It's just yeah. It's just.
You want to pay day
off. Y'all don't want to do nothing, y'all. That's it. That's the way it is. That's tough.
We can do tax from home. Yeah. We'll do it.
I'll say this also, y'all, it's okay to not go out sometimes. Understand?
Bro,
you do not have to go out and spend money at these fast food restaurants.
Bruh.
You don't have to do
that. That $5 biggie bag is calling my name.
Stay home.
Brother, it's $8 now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That $20 biggie bag is
Miss Biggie Bag herself, right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I ain't mad. Don't get twisted now. Yeah,
Miss Biggie Bag herself.
That $30 biggie bag is calling my name.
What's your order? What's your order?
I always get a junior bacon cheeseburger biggie bag. Can I have the nugget spicy barbecue sauce, only ketchup and mustard on the sandwich? Take the bacon off because, baby, we ain't doing no pork on my fork. Mm-hmm. Strawberry lemon.
We gotta go, y'all. I gotta go. Basically, we were gonna get into it. We had this debate for a long time. Nick is with you with the no bacon on the burger. Alex and him get into a beef all
the time. No. It's gonna be quick. It's gonna be real quick.
See what you did for
It's gonna be real. It's gonna be real quick. All right. So here's what Nick is saying. He's saying bacon is good. He likes bacon. And he's also saying he likes burgers, but he's saying put bacon on a cheeseburger and it's disgusting.
You're the worst.
Oh,
you're
it's the worst. Terrible. It's like, get the That's fuck out of here, Nick. Right. Get the fuck out of here.
So what's your reasoning by it? You just don't like pork, I guess.
So, she'll do the bacon on there, right? Turkey bacon, pork bacon.
Okay,
right. Either way,
so
bacon.
Still on the island.
Right. I need that.
Throw that bitch on there.
It definitely makes a burger better, for sure.
Yeah, because he's talking about some, it's disgusting. It's yucky.
It's the nastiest shit on the fucking planet. I'm not putting bacon on my fucking cheeseburger.
Jesse,
it's not
Jesse,
going
can
on
I up on?
What if we get canceled?
Because it
is. Not the religion conversation. Right, yeah. This is how we get canceled.
The Baconator wouldn't be as primal as it is if it wasn't as good as it is.
My nigga said prime respect. He's not
you
lying,
got niggas
though.
Over there. Yeah, I'll take a Baconator.
My nigga said supreme
eat me
choice.
Through the window. Yeah.
Hey. This nigga eats fat back.
Ah, my grandfather used Fatback. I can't say too much. He's a classic man. He's wearing a leather jacket.
He's a classic
what do you expect?
Now he's a classic man. Get the
don't
what do you expect? Those eat Fatback for
do
sure.
Do not hype this man up for you.
Look, we gotta go, y'all. We gotta go.
Those are Fatbacks for sure. Like those.
Oh my god, we gotta go.
For real, I'm like those eat Fatback for sure.
But yeah, Nick, go ahead, Nick.
Y'all already watch it, man. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button.
Eat bacon on a cheeseburger.
Nick, get us up out of here, man, please.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Again, thank y'all for rolling through. We really appreciate y'all. We appreciate it. My name is Nick.
Jesse.
Alex.
And this was the 804 Podcast.
Yo, man. Hey. Peace. Have a good one.
I'm gonna learn that in Spanish too.
And we are out to the end.